So first morning here on the retreat, and I've got a reading ready to go. I thought I'd just mention something incredibly practical first, though, just a little bit about our bodies, our knees, our backs, our hips, and all the joints that can give problems, because oftentimes on winter retreat, you know, we're going to be doing a whole lot more sitting practice, and it can be, you know, a bit of a stress on the joints that aren't used to it. And particularly, I think, since we've had so many injuries here, Bayagiri seems to be a place where knees tend to experience difficulties. We do a lot of sitting practice, and also the hills are particularly hard on the knees. So I just really wanted to, you know, we don't want too many more people to have meniscus tears and strained tendons and that kind of stuff. It really takes its toll on the knees. So just to really, I mean, a lot of us have gone to see Bill Bracewell and received some good advice from him. A lot of the knee problems probably that we experience here are from really shortened and tightened inner abdominal muscles, like the psoas is a primary candidate for shortening because of all the sitting we do, all the sitting in chairs we do, walking up hills kind of in a slightly bent over posture. All of those combine to really shorten this internal abdominal muscle, which then causes havoc in the whole part of the rest of the body, including the knees. So just to, if you've been to Bill, to really, if you've kind of been slacking off on your exercises, I'd just really encourage that, because most of the time he really centers on the whole body, and that can really be useful to preventing knee injuries 5 or 10 years from now. And if you haven't been to see him and don't have any specific needs, maybe just allow yourself a bit of time each day to really stretch out and open the hips, open the chest, open the abdomen with stretches, because we do a lot of that kind of sitting, we do a lot of that kind of standing. Pay attention to your posture, walking up hills upright, up steps upright, straightening your spine, your neck, and trying to just keep that whole pelvic area forward and open. I think actually if everybody did that and followed the regime that Bill has given to a number of us, then maybe we would see fewer injuries. So just some encouragement, particularly as we start retreat, to look after those aspects of the body and don't overdo the stress on the knees.